Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. Jesus begins his public ministry shortly after John the Baptist is imprisoned by Herod. He proclaims the nearness of God's reign and calls four fishermen to be his first disciples. I begin reading at verse 12. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Galilees, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left their boats and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you think of when you think of immediately? There are certain things that do need to happen sometimes when you think of immediately. For instance, if you're driving down the road and you step on the brake, you immediately want the brake to take effect. You want your car to stop. You don't want to wait a few minutes for that car to stop. Or, on the other hand then too, if you step on the accelerator, you want immediate results. You want your car to go forward. There's some things that are necessary for immediately, and there's some things that are nice because it is immediately. Think about some of the conveniences that we have nowadays, such as the microwave oven. You can immediately have a meal. It's very easy just to pile some food up on a plate, pop it in the microwave, punch in a few buttons, and immediately you have a meal ready to eat, a nice warm meal ready to eat. So much different from the old days where you had to go out and chop wood. Then you had to build your fire inside the oven. And then you had to light your fire inside the oven. You had to wait until it got hot. And then you had to prepare all your food. And then you had to cook all your food. And then you had a meal. But then you had all that cleanup as well too. Immediately is nice sometimes to have the conveniences that we do nowadays. But then sometimes for some families, immediate is not always a part of that family. For instance, maybe some of you getting up in years and the aches and the pains are starting to creep in that you just don't quite move immediately. It takes a while to get going. Or for you families with young children, there's not always immediately in those families either. I remember from the time when we had young children in the house. Many times the answer was, "Wait a minute," or "In just a second," or the answer was, "When I get through with this." Immediately just didn't happen immediately. Or to try to go somewhere. So it wasn't just a matter of hopping in the car and away you go. It was you had to get diapers together. You had to get the wipes together. You had to get the formula. You had to get bottles. You had to get the blanket together. You had to get the pacifiers. You had to get the stroller. You had to get the bassinets, the carriers, the favorite toy, make sure that the kids are there, and pile everything up in the car, get everybody buckled in and situated, and then finally you can start to move. Immediately didn't always happen with small kids. And so I very much appreciate you families that do have small children that are here in church today. I know what you have gone through to be here this morning and be able to be in worship. In church, a lot of times, immediate doesn't always happen either. I know today we have our annual meeting, and there's not a whole lot of business on our agenda, but there is some. But I know with other meetings, with committees or with council meetings, a lot of times things do not happen immediately. Let's table this motion until next meeting until we have more information. Or let's talk to so-and-so. I think they know about this issue before we make a decision. And so it's not always immediately in the church when things do happen. But as we look at our gospel lesson this morning, immediately crops up twice. Jesus is beginning his ministry. He's out teaching and preaching, and now he is just starting to call his disciples. And he goes to Peter and Andrew, and he sees them in a boat, fishing boat. And he says, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." And immediately, they left their boat, they left their things, they left their father, they left their home, they left their families, they left their occupation, and they followed him immediately. And the same thing too with James and John. Jesus calls them, "Come and follow me." And immediately they left everything to follow him. So how did that happen immediately? That was not an easy decision to leave everybody, to leave everything, to change directions completely. And go follow Jesus. Maybe it was because they actually heard that message of Jesus. And the message that we hear today that Jesus was speaking as he went about teaching and preaching. The message here that's proclaimed in our gospel lesson is that Jesus was saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Really, two parts to that statement. And the second part of that is, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Now, for these four disciples, these four prospective disciples and disciples, I guess, they had probably heard about Jesus or maybe even heard Jesus before. I know last week in our gospel lesson, it was Andrew who was there with John the Baptist, and Jesus was there too. And when Jesus walked by, John the Baptist would say, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And in the lesson last week, Andrew followed Jesus and spent the day with him to talk with him. And so these fishermen here have had a taste of who Jesus is and what his message is. They've heard him. But they know, again, back to that message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. In some way or another, they recognize that kingdom of heaven has come near to them. And they were ready to jump up and follow Jesus. For us, from time to time, we really do know that the kingdom of heaven has come near to us. And maybe it comes in different ways. Maybe it's an inspirational worship service where you know that God is truly present in your life. Maybe it's through the music. Maybe it's through prayers. Maybe it was through a tragedy that God helped bring you through, that the kingdom of heaven is near, and that you knew that the only way that you were able to make it through is because God was right there with you. Or maybe you've seen the kingdom of heaven in somebody else. Maybe it's a family member. Or maybe a friend who helped you through a crisis. Or maybe even a total stranger who did a kindness to you just simply because. And you know that God is present in your life. That the kingdom of heaven has come near. And at those moments when we do truly know that God is near us, we are ready to jump up and follow God. Because we know God is real. We know that God is truly real and that he is present and that he wants the best for us. And not to follow him is foolishness. We know that for sure. But then at other times, we're not so sure that the kingdom of heaven is so near. We seem far away from God. Or we wonder, where is God in my life? And that is where faith kicks in. That we still need to have faith and to believe that even though maybe we don't feel that presence so much, maybe we don't experience so mightily in our lives at that moment, but yet we still know that the kingdom of God is near to us. And so we continue to follow Christ. Now, this other part of the message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near, is that repent part. What do you think of when you hear the word repent? Is it getting down on your knees and saying, I'm sorry, or forgive me, Lord, or have mercy on me? And honestly, that is a part of being repentant, to repent. But actually, the word repent means to simply change directions, to go the other way from which you are traveling, to turn around, to make a U-turn. One house that we lived at, we lived on a major highway, and it was at the edge of town. And when people would cruise the town, or they would go through town looking for something and they would miss it, a lot of times in front of our house they would make a U-turn. And we lived right next to the church. We lived in a parsonage right next to the church on this major highway. And there was a sign actually right there that says, no U-turn. And I was threatening always to change that sign to repent. Here's the place to repent, as everybody turned around and went the other direction. That's what repent means. Or another theologian put it this way. Repent means to come to your senses. To stop doing what you are doing and to come to your senses. To realize that there is a better way. And I think maybe that's what's happening here with these four disciples as Jesus calls them. As he comes and he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. It's to change directions. To come to your senses. And that's exactly what they did. They changed directions in their lives. They were no longer fishermen for fish. They were going to be fishermen for people. They were no longer going to be out on the waters and amongst their own family, but they were going to be with a new family, out amongst the crowds. They were changing directions and coming to their senses, the true senses, the sense that hears that God is near, that the kingdom of heaven has come near. For us too, I think repent means to come to our senses. Because there's so many times we do find ourselves trapped or tempted in one direction or the other. And that temptation looks so desirable, looks so good, it looks like the right way to go. And all of a sudden we think, that's not right. And we come to our senses and we repent. And we follow once again the way of the Lord. Jesus calls each and every one of us, come, and I will make you fishers of people. Come, follow me. Come and be my disciples. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near to us. Amen.